Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to be back with you. Where do I begin? Well, let's safely begin here. In reviewing what happened last night in the state of South Carolina, big primary, and in probably one of the big stories, is what happened with Henry McMaster, who is the current governor. Now, for those of you who may not be familiar with what I've said before about this, Henry McMaster is governor for one reason. He was handpicked by President Donald Trump. That was his gift for being among the first to support Donald Trump. For those of you not familiar, I have taken the position a long time ago, the Nikki Haley appointment, although she's done a great job as UN ambassador, I don't think that was the primary reason for giving her that job. I think the primary reason was to reward Henry McMaster by putting him in the governor's mansion. Interestingly enough, he has not resonated enough with South Carolina voters to avoid a runoff. Came in first place, but he will have to face a runoff if he's interested in getting elected to his own term. Early supporter of President Donald Trump, he failed to win the 50% necessary to avoid a runoff. He and Greenville businessman John Warren are headed for a second contest. That's coming up in just a couple of weeks, June 26th. This vote has tested the heft of Trump's endorsement, where McMaster became governor last year. As lieutenant governor, McMaster was the nation's first statewide elected official to back Trump ahead of South Carolina's early presidential primary. By the way, McMaster was unsuccessful in his 2010 gubernatorial bid. He lost a four-way primary to guess whom? Nikki Haley. And whoever wins this nomination will end up facing Representative James Smith in November. That is the Democrat candidate who won yesterday evening. We'll talk about some of the other races coming up. I also want to get your perspective on this. I'd like to know, who did you vote for in the governor's race and why? What was your criteria for determining? The other thing that I wanted to go into, and I'm sure this is going to have quite an impact and stir a lot up this morning. How do I begin this? This is a story that really took a turn, significant turn, yesterday afternoon. I want to start with a story about what has happened today. And I make no bones about the fact, I am very, very concerned about what has happened in the defeat of Mark Sanford, Congressman Mark Sanford. Mark Sanford, and you've heard me refer to this plenty of times, what do I tout on this broadcast? When it comes to conservatism, faithfulness over time. I don't get excited about campaign promises. I get excited about somebody who has a proven record. They are consistent. You know this person is going to stand by conservative principles and not going to waver. Not going to follow the crowd. He's not going to get sucked into the swamp of Washington politics. Mark Sanford has done this very well. For those of you who don't know the history, Mark Sanford has had some other issues back when he was governor. kind of giving a short version of this. He claimed to have gone for a journey on the Appalachian Trail. It turns out he was having an affair. He was having an affair that ultimately cost him his marriage. His affair was with a woman from Argentina. One of the things that struck me, and I remember the day that this happened, when this all came out, because this is a guy who seems to, I mean, there are people, and I think you can probably identify with what I'm saying here. There are people you know who are closed books, who don't share their hearts, who are not honest and transparent. They hide stuff. And you don't know really what's going on unless it's revealed or forced out. Mark Sanford was not that kind of guy. He pretty much bled everything out and told you what he did. And he cried. And I think I'm pretty discerning about this, but I immediately recognized the day this came out, I thought, there is something solid about this guy. I want to meet and talk with this guy someday. And I still do. Because what I saw, I thought, there's something genuine there. Granted, this guy has really screwed up here. But there's something genuine there. Politically speaking, Mr. Sanford made a recovery. And as I understand it, up until now, he's not lost an election. He comes back, he runs for Congress, and he served faithfully in Congress since being back. By the way, 79%, I don't know what his Liberty score is, but I know it's high, but he has a 79% voting record when it comes to supporting the president. I think that's pretty good. Rhetoric aside. But for some people, it's apparently not enough. Donald Trump today, trumpeting the defeat of Mark Sanford. He said his advisors didn't want him to get involved in the Republican primary, thinking Mark Sanford would easily win. But with a few hours left, I felt that Katie was such a good candidate and Sanford was so bad, I had to give it a shot. Congratulations to Katie Arrington, who is the winner. There's a lot to this story, and we're going to go into it because you need to know more about Katie Arrington. And it confirms the concerns I've had about what's going on within Republican circles. Forget the Democrats for a moment. I believe we are committing political suicide, and I'll talk about it as we continue the broadcast this morning. On the Vince Coakley radio program, 14 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, we will go into some of these issues. This is pretty interesting, and I saw this coming. Served who faithfully? Not his wife, LOL. See, and I'm going to go into this because I think it's intriguing that the very people who are mocking Mark Sanford are the same people who are supporting right now a man who cheated on two wives and has apparently cheated on his third. And has never, ever, 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 ever apologized publicly for his behavior. We're going to talk about this because, folks, we better have some reckoning with this about what's going on in our hearts. This ultimately is not about Donald Trump. It's about us. Who are we? I would love to know. 20 minutes after 10 o'clock, the Vince Coakley radio program. I mentioned the governor's race in South Carolina. Also, the 4th District. This is the district formerly represented by Trey Gowdy, well, currently represented. There will be a runoff in that particular race as well. Lee Bright led the field. Lee Bright will be running against William Timmons. That contest will continue, and I think, again, that date is the 26th. Before I finish what I want to share with you that I believe is vitally important, in fact, I'll address some of these issues. Some of you folks, I'm really concerned about, very concerned. I will go to the text line. Vince Sanford lost me when he violated the solemn marriage vows given before God and man. How can one expect him to keep a lesser vow to uphold the Constitution? You'll understand why I'm laughing later. Voted for Bryant and Bright. I have no problem now voting for Warren so we can oust Foghorn McMaster from office. Let's see here. I voted for Bryant. He's a conservative, man of character, with a proven record. Sad that he couldn't get the backing of South Carolinians. Another person making reference to the article I shared. Trump trumpeting. I see what you did there. This person saying Sanford was the last politician I was a fan of. After he embarrassed his supporters so bad, I vowed I'd never give a politician the benefit of the doubt. Trust them as far as you can throw them. Only vote on what they've done and do. Alrighty. Vince, anyone can offer an opinion. Would you be as concerned if anyone other than Trump tweeted you were showing your true colors? Because he's president of the United States. And we'll get to that tweet a little bit later on, which is rich. I mean, I about fell out of my chair when I read this tweet yesterday afternoon. Vince, I agree with you a lot of the time. Today, however, I don't care which side of the Trump-Sanford debate people are on. He lost. There's far more important issues to deal with. McMaster losing, getting Lee Bright a win. I just don't believe the Trump-Sanford issue matters at this point. Yes, morality is a huge issue in our society and politics, but let's press forward. Have a good one. Let me just say very bluntly to you, sir or ma'am, we will not press forward if this is the direction that we are going. This is what I very bluntly want to say to you, because it is consequential. Because we've made a choice. You and I weren't there, weren't involved in this particular election. But the mindset that permeates this will kill us all. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this. And you'll understand why when I get to this. Let me, before I go into anything else, tell you about another contest where someone ran as an outsider to take out a Washington insider. And I put that word in quotes, insider and outsider, but both of those words in quotes. I'm referring to Tim Huelskamp, who was a member of the Freedom Caucus. Again, a strong conservative, very reliable conservative. There's a guy named Roger Marshall who ran against him. He was going to drain the swamp. Let me just tell you about what has happened. Does the number 53 mean anything to you? That is Roger Marshall's Liberty score. The people in that district have downgraded. And I'm just going to bluntly say it. They're probably too stupid to realize what they've done. Because they believed campaign rhetoric. We're going to drain the swamp. You elected the swamp. That's what you did. And this is why I strongly disagree with this texter who believes this is not an issue. It's an ever-present issue right in front of us. There's a referendum on truth. There's a referendum on conservatism going on right now. And my question, who is going to stand up for conservatism and conservative values? Where? Who's going to do it? Because if we don't stand up, other ideologies, I don't care what they are, will destroy this country just as soon as liberalism. I'm serious. So let me share with you what happened yesterday afternoon. Late afternoon, there was a tweet that went out from the president. The president, who did not get involved early on, decided on the day of the election to come out against Mark Sanford and for Katie Arrington. And I'll have a little more interesting information on Katie Arrington a little bit later on, which ought to really intrigue you. If you had a concern about the gas tax, that's a hint. Here's what Trump tweeted out yesterday. Mark Sanford's been very unhelpful to me in my campaign to make America great again. He is MIA and nothing but trouble. He's better off in Argentina. I fully endorse Katie Arrington for Congress in South Carolina, a state I love. She's tough on crime and will continue our fight to lower taxes. Vote Katie. This is one of the most moronic tweets that has been put out in the history of politics. Let me break it down for you. First off, it again reflects profound self-centeredness. Everything is about him. Donald Trump. It's all about him. And then he takes a dig on Mark Sanford going to Argentina, a man who has divorced two wives after cheating on them and probably cheated on his current wife, is making a dig on Mark Sanford, a man who's shown more repentance and more character than Donald Trump could ever have. And then here's the clincher, which shows again a profound level of ignorance. Continue our fight to lower taxes. Where did Katie Arrington stand on the gasoline tax that those of you in the upstate were very aggressively involved in trying to fight? Where was Miss Katie Arrington? Well, I'm going to tell you after the break. This just blows my mind. We're losing our minds and our hearts and our souls, folks. We better get a grip. On the Vince Coakley radio program, 28 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, I am going to share more about this and Ms. Arrington. In fact, an interesting story about her role in the gasoline tax. This stuff is just really rich. Because one of the things I warned people about a couple of years ago when this was going on, this controversy about the gasoline tax, I told you it was going to get to a point we were going to forget. These politicians were going to expect you to forget how they voted on the gasoline tax. You know, with all the outrage that was there, they knew we would move on to something else. And most of us apparently have. It doesn't matter anymore, does it? Because this is a new day. We're going to make South Carolina great again. Vince Coakley radio program, 36 minutes after 10 o'clock. On our text line, bashing her after elected, you make me want to throw up. Referring to the woman who defeated. See, this is the other interesting thing. If I may insert something, another overused word is bashing. You know what bashing is? It's offering a critique of someone who you like. But when it's somebody you don't like, then you're just making an observation. Isn't that the truth? Let's be honest. And I'm speaking to myself when I say this. Because too many of us, we've got sacred cows. And we don't want something said about our person, our candidate, our party. And I'm telling you, folks, we need to be looking in the mirror first and at our group before we start throwing stones at the people across the way. Because I think there's a lot of rotten stuff on our side. There is. We've got to be honest about it. Let's briefly talk to Rose in Spartanburg, who's been very patiently waiting. What do you have to say to us, Rose?
Vince, let me say something about Trump to start with right quick. I read an article where Trump is a part of the Illuminati. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know.
Rose.
Never repented of any sins that he might. I've never heard Trump say anything about any sins that he has committed. And I've never heard Mark Sanford repent of any sins that he has committed.
Yes, he actually did, Rose. He actually did.
Before God.
Publicly.
Well, I didn't hear it then. I didn't hear it. But the thing about it is, if I had ran around on my husband and committed adultery, I would have been ashamed to show my face and much less run for office.
I hear you. I understand. I hear where you're coming from, Rose. Here's what bothers me, though, Rose. If you had done that, how quick would you be to criticize somebody else?
That's exactly right.
For doing the
That's
same exactly thing. Right. Thanks a lot for your call. Good to hear from you, Rose. On the text line, Vince, people don't want the Pope in any D.C. office. They want fighters and bulldogs, regardless of their faith or fidelity. I'm not saying it's right, just fact. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Another texter voted Kevin Bryant for governor because he's the most conservative. Voted Lee Bright for District 4 for the same reason, even though many said he could not win. Also, Vince, in reference to the previous text, I'm not a Trump Kool-Aid drinker. If I was, I would have voted for Foghorn McTaxter instead of Kevin Bryant. This Foghorn thing really cracks me up. It's still funny for some reason. Another texter, we cannot afford to lose members of the Freedom Caucus. Bottom line. You can say that again. Let me share with you, before I finish what I was going to share about this entire Trump and Sanford matter. Here's a story after the passing of the gasoline tax. The South Carolina General Assembly achieved a long-awaited feat, passing a roads bill in the House of Representatives. According to Representative Katie Arrington of Somerville, House members passed Bill 3516, which proposes a motor fuel user fee increase of 10 cents that would be phased in over 5 years. The fee hasn't been touched since 1987 and is the largest funding source of state highway and infrastructure repair. Our roads are fatal, Arrington said. Here's someone who supported the gas tax. Supported the gas tax. And many of you in South Carolina were furious at the legislature that was dead set on raising taxes. And frankly, the governor for going along with it. All have been unfaithful on this issue. Every single last one of them. But I was right. Many of you forgot, or you simply don't care. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I do not understand. I share with you the tweet from Donald Trump. Let me share with you a tweet from Justin Amash. Well, let me repeat this again. Mark Sanford's been very unhelpful to me in my campaign to make America great again. He's MIA and nothing but trouble. He's better off in Argentina. I fully endorse Katie Arrington for Congress in South Carolina, a state I love. She's tough on crime and will continue our fight to lower taxes. Vote Katie! Justin Amash said this. Mark Sanford's job is to support and defend the Constitution. He's one of the most principled, consistent, and conservative members of Congress I've ever known. And unlike you, Mark has shown humility in his role and a desire to be a better man than he was the day before. Bingo. Justin hit this on the head. Can I just say something very bluntly? If we don't care about this, I don't want to hear any of your political talk. I really don't. If the kind of men and women we are is not important anymore, and what matters is following along behind a person, count me out. Because we will not make this country or any other country great by that kind of character. I don't know how else to say this. Kyle on social media posted this yesterday. Since Trump has been elected, I've seen people I formerly thought were conservative throw their support behind multiple gun control measures, Bernie Sanders-style tariffs, a gas tax, a $1.7 trillion infrastructure plan, the signing of the largest budget in the United States history. Have seen them praise socialists like Roseanne Barr, praise Farrakhan, etc. And Kyle finishes with this devastating line. I'm concerned if Trump stays in office much longer, some of his supporters will start wearing vagina hats. Ouch. Kyle's got a point. Who are we? And I'd love to hear your response. And I want to hear intellectual discourse. If you're going to go with the name calling and all the other stuff, you know, hang it up. I'm not going to share your nasty texts, your personal texts. If you want to talk about the issues, how you think we can move forward building around a personality, if you can explain that to me intellectually, call in and make your case. I'm not going to accept any texts on this for that reason. We will get to your calls and much more on the broadcast this morning. It's a discussion I desperately want to have. I want to understand. even if I disagree. 43 minutes after 10 o'clock. I will share a couple of your texts on the text line. If I lived in that district, I would have voted for Sanford or Arrington. I guess either one would have worked. Vince Sanford apologized, repented after he was caught. It's not like he had integrity and made the scandal public on his own. Well, actually, he did. He came out and he explained everything. Vince, running around your wife, very bad. Running around on your wife and lying while governor, worse. Thanks, Jeff. You know what's interesting about this? We've had some time. What is my theme? Faithfulness over time. Here's a man who went away for a season, came back, and to my knowledge, no issues. I believe in redemption. Do you? 49 minutes after 10 o'clock, I knew I would stir it up. Your calls are coming in. We're going to get to some of your calls. By the way, the Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Briefly, look at a few texts here that have come in. Gemma Beasley says, but Vince, name calling is so much fun, you old party pooper. Also on the text line, Donald Trump is the king of the hypocrites. If he thinks he can criticize another man for cheating on his wife, I stopped listening to Rush. Because for 8 years, all I heard was how much of a womanizer Bill Clinton was. Now that Donald Trump is president, nothing but silence from Rush people. Our personalities instead of conservatism. It's sad to see. Voting personalities instead of principles. Any case, let's go to our calls here, beginning with Steve in Easley. Good morning, Steve, and welcome.
Hi, Vince. I'm glad that you called on to the Katie Arrington thing because I've watched the state legislature with their online video, and I've seen the way a lot of votes have gone. Katie Arrington is not the kind of person that people think she's going to be just because Trump said, oh, well, vote for her. This woman has put government first over to people. I remember whenever there was a vote on the Real ID and people like Jonathan Hill and Josiah Magnuson got up talking about our Fourth Amendment rights, Katie Arrington just got up there and basically said, heck with your rights, let's just go ahead and pass this bill. It's what's best for government that she's for and not the people. And whenever Trump just, you know, he didn't like it because Sanford disagreed with him, so he attacked him. But he just brought in somebody who's going to work against him. He's got somebody that's going to look what big government needs, and that's what she's going to vote for. I've seen the same thing in other people. It's like we got a guy named Neil Collins down here. Well, guess what? He needs to go in the primary because he's another one of those people that absolutely sees government first. Whatever serves government, that's the way to go. I hope Alan Quinn beats him in the runoff. But, you know, Sanford had his problems. Arrington is going to be worse. Whenever you talk about liberty scores, you're definitely going to see Katie Arrington has a very low liberty score within her first term.
Well, we're going to come back to Steve. Help me make sense of what's going on. I mean, do you look at this with as much heartbreak as I do?
I do, because people should do more research. It's like these are the people that control their lives. And whenever I say control, I mean they make laws. You can't get around it. They will tell you what to do at the point of a gun because they got government behind them. People should wake up. It's your life, your freedom. You should be voting for your rights, not, like you said, for a personality. I don't care how much you like, you know, somebody. Oprah Winfrey is very popular, but I surely do not want her running the government.
Steve, I appreciate your call, and yes, we're going to be watching over the next year to see how this develops. Oh, my goodness. We have David on the line. Is this the same David I'm suspecting?
Hey, Vince, how are you? Thanks, it is indeed.
Yes. Hey, it's not normal that I let somebody talk 2 days in a row, but go for it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that even more now. just wanted to let you know, don't forget there's a huge difference in South Carolina between the basically Charleston area, the upstate, and the Midlands. And basically, if Lee Bright is elected in the upstate, that's probably going to offset Katie Arrington. But you're right. It's a loss by losing Sanford to Arrington. No comparison. But, again, it gets back to what we talked about, I think, yesterday a little bit, education. And I think Chuck Baldwin hit it on the head. Here's a Christian pastor. He said he'd rather vote for somebody who has fidelity to the Constitution rather than a Christian who says one thing and does another thing as regards our Constitution. And I think he's right.
Yeah, you're right. David, I mean, do you see anything going on to solve this education issue at all?
Yeah, I do. I do. Get your doggone kids out of the public school. Get a job. You homeschool them, et cetera. Go over there and run for school board. Anything you can do. Go speak to the school board. The Department of Education on a federal level ought to be done away with. That way we can get civics, American history, constitutional government, back in our schools and our law schools. Yes, that's the solution.
David, where can we send a contribution to your campaign?
Well, Vince, I'm going to tell you what. Unless I was totally funded, I mean, where I didn't have to be beholden to anybody, I do pretty good, but I'm not independently wealthy. For that, I would never run because you're going to get all these folks like Club for Growth and all these other bullcrap organizations that when you trace the money back, you end up with George Soros and Rothschild-type money.
I hear you, David. We've got to go, though. Unfortunately, we're running way over. Thanks a lot for your call. David, always great to talk with you. The Vince Coakley radio program. We've got more coming up in the next hour. In fact, more of your calls. A lot of you are really exercised about this. I'm going to tell you about somebody else who won in another primary in another state. You're not going to believe what he owns. This one is a winner. I get to the point, all I can do is just laugh.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.